Well, moving on now, there are conflicting reports as to what happened inside a camp in Iraq where a number of an anti-Iran terrorist group members have been killed. The Mujahideen Khag organization, the MKO, says Iraqi security forces raided the camp early Sunday, killing over 50 of its members. The group says Iraqi forces set fire to property inside the camp. The Iraqi government has denied any involvement. Officials say MKO members attacked an army brigade responsible for the camp after the incident, killing 4 Iraqi soldiers and injuring 4 more. A spokesman for the Iraqi Prime Minister has confirmed that some camp residents were killed, but he says a preliminary investigation suggests they died as a result of infighting. The MKO is responsible for numerous acts of terror against both Iranian and Iraqi civilians and officials. The organization aided Iraq's former dictator Saddam Hussein in his war against Iran. Press News correspondent in Baghdad, Barraf, who joins me. Barraf, what are the details about the attack?
Well, explosions were reported in a camp housing Mujahideen Khalq group northern of Baghdad on Sunday, but Iraqi officials strongly denied the allegation they had carried out a military offensive. The People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, about 100 of whose members are living on the camp near the Iranian border, blamed security forces for the death of almost 15 residents. The blast went off Sunday morning at the camp, which lays in Diyala province, and officials say they were caused by an oil or gas barrel exploding, and there was an attack from outside against the camp. The United States, the United Nations commended the attack and called on the Iraqi government to provide immediate medical aid to the victims and ensure the safety of the camp's residents. Also called on the government of Iraq to investigate this attack and bring the terrorists responsible to justice. The United Nations did not blame the incident and any party, while the Iraqi government has formed an investigative committee. Relations between Iraqi Prime Minister Nour al-Maliki government and the MKO have been tense since 2013. 3,000 of the MKO moved to Camp Liberty, Hurriya, last year from its long-time home at Camp Ashraf in Diyala province in order to deal with the leftover property and good temporary measure before members are resulted in third countries.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time being. Barraf Afifa, correspondent reporting from Baghdad. Thanks, Barraf.